The final point that I want to cover today is about employment status, because it is probably the major issue in the construction industry. I will start by saying that contractors are responsible for correctly working out the employment status of their workers, and the statutory declaration in the contractor's monthly return requires that contractors confirm that none of the individuals included on the return are employed under contracts of employment. There are penalties for non-submission, and if the return is incorrect, the cost, in addition to the penalties, may include the income tax and Class 1 national insurance that wasn't paid or deducted from the subcontractor. If any worker is an employee of the contractor, then he must be paid through the payroll. Now, very recently, HMRC has issued a consultation document on false self-employment in the construction industry. It is a 45-page document which needs to be studied, and it needs to be responded to because this is one of the major issues for clients of AAT members. More of that is to come later.